Good morning, everyone. I welcome you all to the earnings conference call of Vascon Engineers for quarter and 9 months ended December 31st, 2021. Joining me on the call is Mr. Somnath Biswas, our CFO, and our investor relations team, Stellar Investor Relations. I believe you would have gone through the Q3 FY 2022 financial results and results presentation uploaded on the stock exchanges and on the company's website. Vascon Engineers embarks to move towards growth trajectory. The company's proficient team and rigorous hard work has begun to show meaningful outcome in the company's performance. In the recent past, the company faced various headwinds, which were progressively resolved, thus heading towards achieving new heights. Our emphasis continues towards debt repayment and building a robust order book with reliable clientele. Commenting on the industry, the budget for this year provides impetus on growth through various policies, laying the blueprint to steer the economy for the longer term. Capital expenditure budget increased by 35% to INR 7.5 trillion from INR 5.5 trillion. The infrastructure growth focus in various sectors outlined under the PM Gati Shakti scheme, including roads, railways, ports, airports, logistics, and PM Awas Yojana, which focuses towards affordable housing. Government of India aims to spend rupees 10 lakh crores on infrastructure, creating strong visibility for the infrastructure sector. During the quarter, the company witnessed strong execution sequentially as well as on yearly basis, backed by return of gradual normalcy. The successful mass vaccination drive by Government of India mitigated the impact of third wave, thus safeguarding from any material impact on regular business activities. In Q3 FY22, all the projects were operating at optimum level, enabling faster project execution. We believe that the execution will continue to gather momentum going forward. I would like to throw some attention on debt repayment. As on December 2021, the net debt has come down to rupees 75 crore from rupees 187 crore in March 2020, a reduction of 112 crores. In addition, the company has received a rating upgrade during the quarter. The EPC segment during the quarter witnessed a fast-track execution of the projects. The EPC segment's revenue stood at 282 crores for 9-month FY22. Major projects, namely the Maharashtra State Police Housing, PWD Raipur, hospitals at Kausambi and Bijnor, are running smoothly. The third wave of the COVID-19 pandemic had no material impact on our execution. The order book of close to 2,000 crores, we envisage the EPC segment to deliver strong performance going forward. The real estate segment, after various headwinds in the recent past, is gaining momentum. There is gradual recovery in the demand as the economy moves towards normalcy. Our real estate revenue stood at rupees 31 crores for 9-month FY22. A quick update on the ongoing projects. Forest Edge B is 95% sold, Windermere is 74% sold, and Vascon Good Life is sold at 63%. The project is near pipeline. In the near pipeline includes residential project at Coimbatore, Madurai, Ajanta, and with a great aggregate sale value of 875 crores, with Vascon share of 531 crores. Other launches include a residential project Willows, one commercial and residential project at Kalani Nagar, with expected sale values of up to 1,000 crores. GMP business continues to deliver a sustainable performance with revenue of 125 crores for 9 months FY22 and healthy gross margins of 33%. EBITDA stood at 7 crores, and margin of 6% in 9-month FY22. Company is relentlessly focusing towards deleveraging its balance sheet by repayment of high-cost debt. The total consolidated debt has been brought down by 30% as on December 2021 compared to March 2020. The net debt as on December 2021 stands at 75 crores compared to 175 crores in March 2020. Deleveraging will aid towards efficient working capital management. We are continuously working towards liquidating the assets to generate additional cash flow. Coming to the order book, the current order book stands at rupees 1976 crore, of which 1904 crore comprise of external orders. During quarter, the company received an order of 199 crores from Vedanta Limited with the scope of construction of Kane Oil and Gas Residential Complex in Barmer. Work is expected to commence in the current quarter. As per our strategy of building order book with trusted clients, 76% of our order book comprises of government projects. With government's push towards infrastructure, we envisage that the future order pipeline will be promising and our optimized leverage position will enable us to capitalize on the opportunities. On the strategy, the company is focused towards building a strong order book, enabling the execution to continue at current levels. The EPC business will be the prime focus of the company going forward. Let me now take you through the financial performance. Let me start with the standalone numbers. During Q3 FY2022, the company reported a total income of rupees 166 crore as against rupees 105 crores in Q3 FY2021, a growth of 59% year-on-year. EBITDA stood at rupees 37 crores as against 8 crores in the corresponding period last year. Reported net profit of 31 crores in Q3 FY2022 against 0.2 crores in Q3 FY21. On a consolidated basis, in Q3 FY2022, the company reported a total income of 213 crores as against 158 crores in Q3 FY2021. EBITDA stood at 37 crores and net profit at 29 crores. With this, we can now open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, to ask a question, please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Shrey Gandhi from Arihant Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and congratulations for a good day, September. My question was like regarding the margins. How do you see the margin outlook going ahead for the coming quarters and for the coming years?
So there are two divisions, EPC and real estate. The EPC gross profit margins have stabilized in the range between 16% to 18% over the last few quarters. I think anywhere above 15% is a sustainable gross profit margin which will continue going forward to the next year as well. As far as real estate is concerned, the gross profit is upwards of 20%, but the revenue recognition comes depending on completion of the project, and so obviously on a quarter basis it's difficult to track that. But real estate margins, Windermere was the only project which is now getting extinguished where we have low margins. Once that is done, the balance projects in hand that we are launching are well above 20-25% gross profit margins in real estate.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Monica Arora from Share Giant Wealth Advisors. Please go ahead.
So what revenue contribution we see for say FY23 for real estate business, sir?
In FY23, we expect two, three things to happen. One is our CUTV phase one will get completed. So that will give us a revenue of almost 70-80 crores. We will also be having a sale of an asset in Ajanta Kharadi, so that will also give us about 20 crores. So these two are targeted to get completed. The other things would only be launched and in progress. And Forest HB, yes, one more project will get completed. So yeah, about 150 crore of project revenue would get completed in the next financial year.
Okay. And what is the order book?
For EPC?
Yeah.
The order book is about 1.950, close to 2,000 crores third-party order book is in.
Okay. And what is the order book target for the real estate business?
So the real estate, we are looking at tying up joint venture projects in Pune primarily. That is the focus of the real estate division. They really do not have a order book target per se, but we are looking to tie up at least four to five projects in Pune in prime city locations. That is the target. We already have three projects that we are going to be launching. We have Coimbatore, and we have a housing project in Pune, which are already tied up to be launched next year. Both of these put together, plus the ones that I mentioned in Kalyani Nagar, all these put together, VASCON share of the project that we will be launching over the next 12-15 months, VASCON share would be close to 1,000 crores. But then we would also be looking in the meantime to tie up new joint ventures so that, the year after that, we have new launches to make.
Okay. And any progress on the Caledonia non-core asset sale?
No, nothing. We are still trying to monetize it.
Okay. And sir, one just last question. What are the segments you are exploring for EPC segment, basically?
So in EPC, our company is focused on building division only. So far, we have not explored other forms of infrastructure like bridges, roads, or ports or sewage treatment plants. But within buildings, every year we are making an entry into a new segment of buildings. We were originally only into commercial and residential buildings. Currently, we are working with metro departments. We are also doing hospitals in a big way. We are also doing airports. So the intent of the company would be to continue to grow in various directions within the building industry.
Hello? Thank you.
Yeah.
Participants who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Manish Agarwal from Edison Group. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on good set of number. I have a couple of questions. Sir, one of our non-core assets which we are planning to realize is a 9-acre land parcel in Aurangabad. So could you give some details of the land parcel, like how much it is and what could be the market value of the land parcel?
So this land parcel was acquired by us long ago. It was with an intent to develop an IT park in those days when this land was demarcated by the government for IT development. However, we did not go forward. At this point of time, as you rightly said, we are classifying it as a non-core asset which we are trying to sell. We are having interest from people, and hopefully we will close a deal soon on this. The value of the asset would be roughly 30 crores in the books and in the market as well. So we will not be realizing a big profit when we sell it, but it will help us deleverage and get some cash flows in.
Okay, definitely, sir. So my next question is, the joint development projects which we do, basically we have some real estate projects in the pipeline like Coimbatore, Madurai. Like, what is the ratio of sharing in this? Could you please highlight?
In Coimbatore, we have a 30-70 joint venture with our landowner, 30 to him, 70 to us.
Okay.
In Madurai, this is closer to about 20-78.
Okay, like 78 ours and 22 landowners.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Sir, my next question is, if we go through the quarterly results of December, we find that we are at loss on the operating side. Then what could be the reason why we are at a loss in operating level?
So again, unfortunately, what happened, that's why we've given you, it will be nice to see the segment-wise analysis that we add to our presentation. So you will see that what happens is that while EPC has been growing and EPC has reached a critical mass where it has turned profitable even at the operating level, post the employee costs and other expenses. Real estate, however, will only see this in quarters where the sale is recognized. In other quarters, the overheads and certain costs which we cannot amortize, like marketing, sales costs, all of these continue to hit you quarter on quarter. And so in a quarter where we do not have any projects, it's not that VASCON has 20 projects in real estate going on, in which case, every quarter we would see some completion. We have lesser projects going on, in four quarters, you might see one quarter where a completion happens. Another quarter, the completion doesn't happen, and so we get to recognize no significant revenue as such.
Okay. So last question, sir, we are seeing there is rise in metal price once again, and also there is a rise in other like cost also. So what kind of projects we have in hand, are we able to pass on this price rise to our consumers, like our clients?
So I'll be honest, it is not, so it is not that it doesn't worry us at all. Everything is going up. You are absolutely right. Diesel goes up, petrol goes up. Every cost has gone up quite a bit in the last post-COVID, in the last 18 months. Not only metal. Now, good amount of things are covered for us in most of our contracts. Steel and concrete, which is bulk of our raw material cost, or whether it is tiles or most of these things are generally covered in our contract because they are base rated. So the client would have to bear those risks. But even smaller things like labor and, sand, metal, some of these things in some contracts are not covered contractually. And so there is no doubt that some of these hits are, we're staring at some of that. We're seeing how to mitigate, how to, there are escalations in some contracts which cover some of these things. In some contracts, some of these things are not covered and the risk lies with us. So, but because bulk, I would say 80-odd percent of all this escalation lies with the client, it doesn't hit us. But there is a portion of it which is definitely, hitting us, and we are seeing how to mitigate that.
Okay, sir. So can I ask just one more question?
Yes, please.
Sir, what are our deleveraging plans going forward, sir?
So you would see that, we've been working very aggressively on getting down our debt.
Exactly.
And so that is the target we had set ourselves. The focus of the entire company was on that. We worked in a very disciplined manner in spite of COVID, derailing our plans over the last 18 months. We've still stuck to the focus that we had to get the debt down. Maybe the order book could have improved, all the other things we will now focus on going forward in the next year. But the debt focus was the number one focus for the company. You will see that we've come down to almost 75 crore of net debt. Even the gross debt numbers have come down significantly. Going forward, see, there is a CC limit with the EPC division to the tune of 60 to 70 crore, which is also backed up because of the bank guarantees that we take, which is also backed up to almost 45, 47 crore of FD line with the bank. So effectively, it's only a 15, 20 crore, not more than that, of net debt that we would have on the EPC division. The EPC division intends to grow, so maybe we will hopefully, augment the CC limit going forward, not by much, maybe 10, 15 crores over the next year. But on the other hand, the other debts, the real estate debts are continuously coming down. The Kotak debt is now only at 23 crores. We will hope to finish another 8, 10 of it within this financial year, and within the first or second quarter of next year, we intend to finish this debt totally. So we would remain. I would say that the net debt at 75 to 100 crores would be the range at which we will remain 75 crores over the next year or so.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Mohit Bansal from Ajinkya MPL. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Good morning, Mohit.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. My question has been answered. See, my question was related to the sale of non-core assets. More or less, you answered this. I just wanted to understand the execution run rate for the EPC project and what is the forecast on the order book.
So you will see that, the last entire year we had done about 280 crores in EPC. The year before that also we had done around 280, 290 crores in EPC. So last year, in spite of COVID, we achieved what we did in the year before that. This year in three quarters already we have done what we did last year. We are already upwards of 280, 290 crores in EPC execution, third party. And the fourth quarter is also going strong. So we expect to cross 400 by a decent amount this year, which would be significant growth compared to last year in terms of top line. Therefore, and I've always maintained that, the moment we cross 400 crore on EPC revenue, that is when we will be able to start seeing profits in the EPC division. after all the costs below the line, and that is already happening this year. The EPC division is having a, you know, if you see the segment-wise analysis, you will see it already reached about a 7% EBIT margin. Next year, this 400 plus crores, we will definitely achieve, you know, somewhere between 500 to 600 with the existing order book in hand. The other good news is that our rating has improved and our debt has come down, and our balance sheet for the is going to look, P&L and balance sheet this year is going to look much better than last year. With these numbers post March, we will then be approaching the banks for revised sanctions, better terms, and higher BG limits that we will be able to get from them. And then we can again refocus with a new target to, you know, this 2000. Our target within the next year and a half is that this 2000 crore order backlog that we carry should go closer to 3000 crores. Then we will be able to, you know, look at 800 to 1000 crores of execution in a couple of years from now.
Okay. Thanks. This is good news. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Nitin Gandhi from KIF Trades Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. What is the current cost of debt, and what do you expect post rating upgrade and revised terms, which you will submit with March papers?
See, the current cost of debt is in about 15%. The SBI debt is at a lower, so the main debt that we intend to carry on with is at significantly lower, close to 10%. So we will be intending over the next year to knock off all other high-cost debts. And with the rating revision, if they're able to renegotiate, so we should be bringing this down. Not only the debt, also the cost of debt of 15% should definitely come closer to, you know, 10 to 12% over the next year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Trupti Singh from Pearl Global. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. I wanted to ask that what run rate the company will start reporting profit at EBITDA level?
So, as I said, there are two divisions, EPC and real estate. The EPC division has already started reporting those profits at EBITDA level from this year. That will only continue to increase next year. Next year, we have, as I said, about 150 crores of real estate revenue to be recognized as well. So even if those three projects come in, which they will, those three completions come in the next year, then even real estate needs to do upwards of 125 crores to have that positive EBITDA. And that will happen next year, and then from the year going forward, it will only increase.
And sir, what would be the sustainable gross margin for the company?
Again, for EPC division, the gross margin would be anywhere between 15 to 18% going forward. And that, I think, would be a reasonable number at which we have stabilized, and we foresee the business being performing at those levels. For real estate, this margin could be anywhere between 20 and 30% going forward, depends on the kind of projects. And the market intake, the velocity of sales, all of this put together. But it would be anywhere between 20 and 30% because margin.
And sir, in your reported financials, I see that there is another income of 44 crores. What is this other income? And excluding that, what will be our margins?
So for the margins, for the various divisions, we have given a segment-wise allocation. So what happened in real estate on a running basis, what happened in EPC, what happened in GMP, and what was this in interest, you know, other income that we had for the quarter. The other income primarily comes from the sale of our Goa hotel, which is about 42 crores. But we also had certain other expenses which we had to provide for, so that's about 11 crores. So the net profit from that sale comes to about 30-31 crores. about 27, 28 crores.
Okay, and in the recent budget, how did you find the budget and its possible impact on our business, as we now see that the government is pushing too much towards the infra projects now? So do you see its possible impact on our business, any positive impact?
Yeah, very much. I mean, see, finally we are, so infra generally reminds you of roads and rails and bridges, which we are not in, but all these infra projects do come up with significant building constructions. So we are now doing work for metro, we are doing work for airports. So these are all part of the infra plan envisaged by the government. They have now increased the budget allocation for all of these. So we do expect more projects to be launched by the government in all these directions. And so we are excited. I mean, we're quite bullish that we will be able to now. So we, as I said, we need to keep getting our house in order. We've been working on it diligently over the last 2 years. Debt has come down. Things have improved, our rating has improved. Next step next year is to, you know, go and get ourselves better terms with the banks in terms of BG margins and keep ourselves in a position where we can order book quickly. There will be orders in the market. We will be able to pick and choose orders to our terms. So, yeah, the next 2 years definitely looks very promising and interesting.
Good, sir. Good to hear that. Thank you so much. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Nitin Gandhi from KIFS Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Next update on GMP. Any destination plan, or because I think things are now turning reasonably okay.
Typically, if you look at GMP, has also started showing that upward inclination. If you look at that, already this till Q3, GMP has done a business of 125 crore as compared to 150 crore what they did in the last year. And this year, we are envisaging almost at least 15 to 20% growth we are expecting. But probably this year, GMP will not be able to have that kind of bottom line, as because GMP, to some extent, is not protected with the steel, increase in the steel price. But at the same time, GMP started bagging some good amount of new orders this current year. So already they bagged some almost 50 to 60 crore overseas order and almost 20 to 30 odd crore domestic order, as well as they are getting a continuous inflow of the Mumbai Metro Rail that orders, and some old orders is at the verge of renewal and all these things. So GMP next year, we are obviously expecting almost 200 crore plus top line. So GMP is currently is on the right path, and there is a good amount of attraction is happening in terms of the overseas order also.
And to answer your question, yes, there is one team which is working on continuously working on approaching potential interested parties who would want to invest, and those talks are also going on by the side.
So it will break even this year?
Yeah, it should be. Yes.
Oh, and next year with 200, what's the break even point for GMP?
GMP is already showing the profit, but due to price escalation, there is slight bit of shrinkage in margin this year, but make whatever the ongoing project and upcoming project, all is protected from that impact. So GMP will show at least 10% kind of EBITDA kind of thing.
What's the general lead leg effect next quarter for price escalation?
So GMP, one good thing about GMP is, you know, they do not have contracts that last 24 months and 36 months like Vascon. So whatever they have committed to generally gets extinguished well within 6 months. So even if they have a commitment which is that, you know, prices which have gone up, all those orders will get extinguished within this year. Any new orders that they are currently bagging would be based on the new prices of raw material. So unless the prices keep going up every 2 months, which I don't think will happen, they will then, you know, get projects at new rates. And hopefully, you know, sometimes when the prices have gone up so much, the prices could even come down next year a little bit. If that happens, the profit margins would increase for GMP. So, yeah, let's see how this pans out.
And with the current fixed operating structure, what is the potential revenue at maximum level?
For GMP?
The current kind of CapEx and all these things, they have the potential to strike a turnover around 225 to 250 crore. For anything higher order, they need some kind of augmentation in the capital expenditure.
Thanks. And for same way, can you share for EPC also?
The EPC have always maintained about 750 to 800 crores is a point where we have to start thinking of CAPEX in terms of human resources as well as in terms of assets. But till then, which is the next 2 years, we do not see any major need for big CAPEX.
Wish you all the best for FY24 with that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to the participants to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Manish Agarwal from Edison Group. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Once again, sir, my question is, I can see that repeatedly there is a decrease in promoter holding. Promoters are almost selling shares every quarter. So what is the reason behind that? Like, why are promoters holding diluted?
No, I think you got it wrong. Promoters are not selling shares at all. No promoter has sold a share in the last so many years as I know it. It is this new, we raised capital in the quarter before last, and so we diluted the overall base of the company. We brought in 70 crores, in which also the promoter subscribed, but his subscription in that 70 crores was not to the same percentage as he was holding pre-dilution. And so there will be a marginal dilution because of this that you would see. But their promoters are definitely not selling.
Okay. But sir, that issue was in one of the quarters, but if I can say that in December 2020, the promoter holding was around 36%. Then in March, it went down to 35.72. June, September, it came down to 34.95. And in December, it is 31.99. But the issue was made at in one of the quarters, but I can see that there is dilution in every quarter.
So that is also because of the ESOPs.
ESOPs, okay.
Yeah, so there are two dilutions that happen. One is ESOPs, which dilutes the promoter, and one is the capital we raised.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Dr. Santosh Sundarajan for closing comments.
Thank you all for participating. Thank you all for being interested in the company and backing us. We are looking at exciting times ahead. I do understand that our progress might have been a bit slow, but we are making steady progress quarter on quarter to achieve our goals, and we will only be doing better each quarter. I'll see you again after next quarter's call. Thank you.